Voices without limits. The digital world has given rise to a diverse range of storytellers, and among them are bloggers with disabilities who are breaking barriers, raising awareness, and redefining what it means to be a creator. From lifestyle and travel to advocacy and personal journeys, these individuals are using their platforms to educate, inspire, and challenge societal perceptions. In this section, we celebrate bloggers with disabilities. Whether they are sharing lived experiences, offering accessibility tips, or building inclusive communities, their voices deserve to be heard. We highlight their stories, amplify their messages, and explore the powerful role blogging plays in disability representation. Natalie Hayden. Blog, Lights, Camera, Crohn's. Natalie Hayden is a writer and advocate from the United States who lives with Crohn's disease. Through her blog, Lights, Camera, Crohn's, she shares candid reflections on life with inflammatory bowel disease, from diagnosis and treatment to motherhood, mental health, and advocacy. Natalie uses her platform to raise awareness, reduce stigma around chronic illness, and encourage open conversations about invisible conditions. Her writing blends education with personal insight, offering reassurance and solidarity to those navigating similar health journeys while reminding readers they are not alone. Ifeanyi Nwakuro. Blog, My Life in a Chair. Ifeanyi Nwakuro was born in Nigeria and currently lives in the United Kingdom. Living with post-traumatic stress disorder, he shares his experiences through My Life in a Chair, a blog that documents daily life, travel, accessibility, and personal growth. Through thoughtful storytelling, Ifeanyi highlights the realities of navigating public spaces, relationships, and independence while living with disability. His writing brings visibility to mental health and mobility issues, encouraging empathy, inclusion, and broader understanding within the disability community and beyond. Jenna Grinstead. Blog, Jenna Grinstead. Jenna Grinstead is a writer and advocate from the United States who lives with Tourette syndrome. Through her blog and wider advocacy work, she shares her lived experiences to educate others about Tourette's and challenge common misconceptions. Jenna's writing focuses on identity, acceptance, and self-advocacy, offering insight into the realities of living with a neurological condition. By speaking openly and honestly, she helps foster understanding and empowers others with Tourette syndrome to embrace their voices and experiences. Tina Lannan. Blog, 121 Captions. Tina Lannan is an accessibility professional and advocate from Wales who is deaf. Through 121 Captions, she works to improve communication access for deaf and hard of hearing people, offering services such as live captioning and lip reading support. Tina's work highlights the importance of accessibility across professional, legal, and public settings. By sharing knowledge and promoting inclusive practices, her platform supports greater awareness of deafness and reinforces the right to equal access to information and communication. Hari Budhamagar. Blog, Hari 2025. Hari Budhamagar is an adventurer, speaker, and advocate from Nepal who is a double above knee amputee. Through his blog, Hari 2025, he documents his expeditions, personal challenges, and achievements in adaptive mountaineering. Hari uses his platform to redefine perceptions of disability, demonstrating resilience, determination, and possibility through action rather than inspiration narratives. His writing and advocacy encourage inclusion in sport and adventure, while showing that physical disability does not limit ambition or purpose. Mindy Gorman Plutzer. Blog, The Freedom Promise. Mindy Gorman Plutzer is a writer and advocate from the United States who lives with cystic fibrosis. Through her blog, The Freedom Promise, and her contributions to organizations such as the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, she shares her experiences navigating late diagnosis, treatment, and life with a chronic genetic condition. Mindy's writing blends education with personal reflection, offering insight, validation, and encouragement to others affected by cystic fibrosis. Her work helps raise awareness while fostering connection within the CF community. Sonal Dave. Blog, Sonal Dave. Sonal Dave was born in Uganda and currently lives in the United Kingdom. Living with fibromyalgia, she shares her experiences through her blog, focusing on chronic pain, energy management, and daily life with an invisible condition. Sonal's writing centers honesty, balance, and self-compassion, offering readers a realistic yet hopeful perspective on living well with chronic illness. Her work contributes to greater understanding of fibromyalgia and supports others navigating similar challenges. Anna Sampson. Blog, Disability with Anna. Anna Sampson was born in Pakistan and currently lives in Canada. Living with multiple chronic illnesses, she writes Disability with Anna to raise awareness about disability, health equity, and lived experience. Through reflective and informative posts, Anna explores topics such as chronic illness management, advocacy, and public awareness campaigns. Her blog amplifies underrepresented perspectives and encourages informed conversations about disability, health, and inclusion. Alexa Federico. Blog, Alexa Federico Wellness. Alexa Federico is a wellness blogger and nutrition professional from the United States who lives with Crohn's disease. Through Alexa Federico Wellness, she shares evidence-based guidance on gut health, nutrition, and holistic well-being, informed by both professional training and lived experience. Alexa's writing bridges personal insight and practical education, supporting others with digestive conditions as they navigate food, health decisions, and self-care with confidence and balance. Sunzaya Jun. Blog, Bionic M. Sunzaya Jun is an innovator and advocate based in Japan who experienced limb loss in his right leg due to bone cancer. Through Bionic M, he shares insights into prosthetics, technology, and rehabilitation, alongside personal reflections on recovery and adaptation. His work focuses on advancing assistive technology and reshaping conversations around mobility and design. By combining lived experience with innovation, Sun contributes to a more inclusive future for people with limb difference.